hatred of the various greys. I'm grunting along the 60, returning from Calvary Mortuary in East L.A., where I walked into the wrong services. My good friend's mom, suddenly gone, and me wandering halls looking for the moon. Luna, last name Luna? Finding my place, I prayed the rosary, got lost again on the way to the graveside. Have you ever been in a funeral procession on the freeway? It's as chaotic as you'd think, a sad line of confusion, stolid metal husks whirring past, sweaty faces ballooned against windows, yelling and pointing, and no one is sure what is going on. And just when you think you have it, you pass a man standing on the roof of his house with a red broom. He lifts thin avocado branches like he is changing a baby, dragging his broom in a wide circle, so wide you think for a moment that he is sweeping the merciless horizon just beyond the roof's edge. I'm afraid this is not an upper-class poem. There are people who have died suddenly and without insurance, and men standing on roofs, and graffiti on every wall, and work missed without pay, and hours spent sweating in traffic with a broken air conditioner, waiting to say, "I'm sorry, I'm so sorry," and knowing it's not enough.